I think for us, since we work with young people and looking at the demographic strata of Zimbabwe, it's almost 65% population is youthful, and that is below the ages of 35. And there's no way that Zimbabwe can look at itself and look at yourself in the next 10 years without taking into cognizance the ability of youth participation. But also to look through young people participating in political processes, but also to look at the means of trying to bridge the matrix between livelihood and democracy. What should come first? How do we ensure that we fight for democracy in Zimbabwe on a full stomach? But how do we also make sure that to gain that full stomach, it is not based on the ability or on the capacity of the government to create a dependency environment, politics of patronage, building up militia or man-made droughts so that the population remains dependent on a status quo without looking at issues of human rights, democracy, rule of law, which are very fundamental for the development of young people. What we are trying to look at is to say, how do we work with young people to make sure that we build a vision for themselves, but they also look beyond just the partisan politics of today and say, how do they locate themselves within the broader national question around issues of social service delivery, the education system, the health sector, provision of clean water, issues of climate change and global warming within the context of a very combative state that is not willing to consult, that would resort to violence as a way of communication.